Let's talk about this Jimmy Complex Coats for a Cause. Connoisseur Media is very, very proud to be a good citizen and to be able to jump in and help folks in Bridgeport who are homeless.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cold outside, man. You got to sleep out there. It's horrible. Unthinkable.
It's really unthinkable.
It is.
And we're collecting money online on the radio station website for coats. And these coats are not just coats. They're sleeping bags. They're like little mini houses. You wear them as a coat during the day, then they unfold into a sleeping bag at night. And it's horrible to think that someone would have to sleep outside in a, you know how cold it is?
Extremely
freezing.
Cold, yeah.
Nuts.
Yep.
So Howard with the Harbor Yard Amphitheater and Jimmy Complic along with the city of Bridgeport, all combined with Connoisseur Media to collect money for these coats. They're $125 each. Donations on the radio station website. What do we have so far?
About $2,600 so far. So David and Joanne just gave $125.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We have a lot of great donations that Howard set up. One was three $500 donations each from Next Street Driving School.
Thank you.
New Power. And Benham Industries, all $500.
Wow.
Thank you. Good people.
You.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, let's get on Bridgeport. Mayor Joe Ganim, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning. And before we even, just thanks for what you're doing. I mean, it was just, it was nice. Nice is not a good enough word to be with you yesterday with such a worthy cause.
No, I agree. And again, we're... We don't really do anything. We ask people to do stuff.
Right.
So.
No. You guys, Connoisseur, Jimmy Complic, Howard, the two council people, Jeanette Heron, George Cruz, and all those that go unnamed, stepped up. I mean, there's not enough we can do, I think. You said it. In the richest, Bridgeport's not a rich city, but in the richest county, I know you cover the whole state and beyond, but in Fairfield County being so wealthy, in the richest state, in a country of opportunity and prosperity, you got people that continue to have nothing and sleep, as you said, in this terrible cold. And so this is look, we're not going to solve the homeless problem. Well, hopefully, one by one, we can help individuals, and it's a major step. I want to donate $100, or let's just say $125, so at least we get one more coat in the pile.
Nice.
This morning as well.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to be looking for your name on that list.
We are. Yep.
Can't just say that.
I'll be looking.
You better go to the website and you better donate, or an hour from now.
Absolutely.
So he hangs up, he's all over.
You
it.
Know who you're dealing with here, Mayor.
I would donate. you're right. You're kind of come get me. I know that.
I know where you live.
Yeah. That's great. I know some people think, well, if you're going to raise all this money, why don't you just add some beds to some of these shelters? These folks, for whatever reason, won't go into a shelter, whether it be mental illness or paranoia of COVID. There's a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They're sleeping outside. They will not go into the shelters. And not to mention, the shelters are packed out.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So the money goes a long way.
No, and that's so true. And I don't know how many of your listeners do it. I don't know if you guys do it, but you know, I feel it's, I stop and talk, and sometimes, and I get yelled at during COVID, grab somebody, throw them in the car. As recently as last week, I said, "What are you doing? Why don't you come? We have opportunities for you, at least a place to sleep. It's too cold." And there's issues. Individuals have issues that are either undiagnosed, they can't discuss. Mental health issues, substance abuse issues. I try, and I'm sure others do too. So this isn't, what's the story here? And so the coats at least give them the opportunity. We had one, brought them to the city hall and said, look, stay here. I want you sleeping somewhere tonight that's warm. The gentleman, I call him, I'm not going to give his name, but he left a couple hours later, and I think he came back the next day. But you're so right. So there's shelters.
So you left them in City Hall? That would have been funny if you left him overnight. You come back. He did more work in one night than the entire staff has done in the last 2 years.
He fixed the budget.
It's like, yep, all the potholes are done.
Right.
What?
Right. Budget's taken care of. You can go.
Budget's all set.
Right.
Yep. Balanced. Oh, no debt.
And you got a vacation, too.
All the lights of the streetlights work. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's comedy,
the
Mayor.
Coaches, they're amazing.
Just so you know.
Yeah, they're really.
I want to joke. It's a, yeah. It's a,
No, I know.
Yeah,
the coats, I know you hear coat or sleeping bag and you think it's not enough, but this thing, and you'll hear from the inventor at the bottom of the hour, this lady took her pain and turned it into blessings for so many people. She's really a genius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like she's right up there with whoever invented the pizza and the beer. And, you know, the life jacket.
All those
things. It's really a tremendous thing and how she got all these companies to donate. And it's really something special. So, Mayor, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I know Jimmy's going to be coming on every hour. Let's encourage people to donate. The money makes a difference in people's lives. I don't think you really realize how much a little donation can make in someone's lives. Thank you guys for what you're doing. Thank everyone who was there yesterday, and let's hopefully it's a successful day for raising money for others.
Absolutely. Let's rock it.
Let's go there.
Let's rock it.
Woo! All right. Thank you, Mayor Ganim.
God bless.
Talk all right. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Jimmy Koplik's Coats for a Cause. Raising money for folks who have to sleep outside.
Help them out.
You think about this horrible weather we're getting tonight. Think about doing that every night.
Try living out there. Yes.
We want to talk to Veronica Scott. She's a genius.
Super genius.
Brilliant.
Founder and CEO at the Empowerment Plan. This coat is just crazy cool.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited to be on with you, and that's quite an intro. I appreciate it. We are really excited to be able to hand out these sleeping bag coats to your community.
So run through what this coat does that a normal coat wouldn't do.
Of course, yeah. So our coats are also made of materials that, you know, you could find in like Carhartt coats or refrigerator, like really cold weather, heavy duty garments. So they're water resistant. They go to about 0 degrees. And if you wear it as a jacket by day, and there is what looks like a giant pocket that folds out from the back of the coat that folds down that you can slide your feet into. And that is the sleeping bag part of the jacket. It is also completely detachable, and it can be worn as an over-the-shoulder bag when not in use because people want to be able to carry their belongings with them.
Wow.
And General Motors contributed some of the material for this, right?
Yeah, they've done, in the past, we've actually used recycled headliner from cars. We've been able to use a lot of, like, interesting and really cool materials. We even used recycled water bottles from Flint and then GM Ren Center in Detroit.
That's incredible, really. How did you get to a point where you thought, you know what, I need to make these coats?
So this was actually a class project of mine in college. I went to school for design. I have no background in nonprofit anything. I have no business experience before doing this. And I designed the coat in shelters, in warming centers in Detroit. And it just kind of caught on in that community. People were asking me, hey, when am I going to get my coat? When is this going to happen? I ended up with a street name that I still have to this day, which is the Crazy Coat Girl or just the Coat Lady. And it was incredible just to see how many people in the community wanted it. And also just hearing from them, yeah, coat is a part of it. But what they really wanted were the employment opportunities that came with it. And so that's when we started actually hiring people from shelters.
Think about this. So the people making these coats,
right,
are people in shelters.
Yeah.
The materials are mostly donated, and the coats are $125 bucks and will keep you safe and warm in 0 degree weather.
It's everybody coming together basically to help.
You didn't have a great background, right? You had a tough situation?
Well, I think like a lot of people, you know, I grew up in a situation of poverty, and both of my parents struggled with, you know, unemployment and addiction and mental health. And I think, you know, it's incredible how many people I talk to that they experience something like that, or people that you would never expect. They're like, oh yeah, I lived in my car for a year, or I was, you know, it's very similar to a lot of people out there. But that's really why I created Empowerment Plan, to create something I wish had existed for my own family.
Well, you're one of these angels right here on earth. How many coats have gone out so far since the beginning?
So since the beginning, we've done over 50,000 coats, all made in Detroit.
That's crazy.
That's why she's the crazy coat lady.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm the sane crazy one. Coat girl.
That crazy
exactly.
coat girl.
And we've distributed them across the entire U.S., so all 50 states now, and 21 other countries. And I think what's really incredible is being able to, like you said, the people that are making the coats, being able to see that product that, you know, they didn't know how to sew when they started with us, and being able to see that impact is really powerful.
That is something else. All right. So we're doing a radiothon all day today. The station that you're listening to, if you go to its website, you can donate any amount, $10 to whatever amount you want. And every donation for the next 16 minutes, right up until 8 o'clock, will be matched with no limit by Bob and Amy Stefanowski. The site is crashing. I tried to get on there to donate, and I don't think it can handle the volume right now.
It's insane. We're over, just in this hour, over $10,000.
Really?
What? Oh, my God.
Does that include Howard's?
Yes, it does.
Very good. All right. Keep an eye on that.
You got it.
Veronica, thanks for, you know, starting all of this. It's a great snowball.
Yes.
And a lot of people in Bridgeport and surrounding cities will have a better life because of this.
Yeah.
Well, because of you.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's crazy weather out there. We've been, you know, in Detroit and Rochester and other cities already. There's like a code blue, which is everybody that's on the streets is in imminent danger, which is absolutely insane and very scary. Being out there in the cold, it really makes you realize how important it is. So thank you so much. This is incredible.
Well, thank you.
Well, there's a feeling when you're out there in the cold that no one cares, because you know that everyone around you is in a house and eating, and it's warm.
Exactly.
And then you're out in the cold, and you're like, this doesn't feel right.
Right.
So
yeah,
this is, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's definitely that feeling of like isolation and loneliness, but also, you know, people walking by may not even look at you as like a person. They just may kind of walk by and treat you as part of the landscape.
Yeah.
So it's really tough.
Well, now you can show you care. Now you can show you care.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Veronica, I hope to meet you someday. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate this.
All right. We're linked up to all things Veronica Scout. Scott, the crazy coat lady.
Crazy coat lady.
Crazy coat lady.
Crazy brilliant coat lady.
Crazy amazing.
Really?
I wish
I could come up with an invention like that. Okay, just got a text from Matt, the water doctor. Water doctor now donating $500.
I see it. It's here.
Look at you.
Thank you.
Look at you.
Water doctor.
Water doctor.
They fix things.
All right, if you go to the radio station website, this is the hour we're really pushing hard, because we get a match for every dollar you donate. Bob and Amy Stefanowski match it. No limit.
It's a good thing.
That's nuts.
It's a good thing.
They're
really
the best kind of nuts.
It's frightening, because who knows what's going to happen? What if a bunch of companies donated money right now?
Exactly. Some random millionaire.
I mean, I am
going to donate $5 million.
Right. Who would be asking those companies to donate right now at this moment?
I don't know.
The radio station
who would be
websites?
Saying that right now, possibly?
Yeah, this is great. No one should sleep out in the cold.
No.
It just shouldn't happen.
No.
So these coats are a big step. And I asked the question yesterday, so what happens if we get so many coats that everyone in Bridgeport is covered? Well, then they go to surrounding cities and towns.
Yes, they share the wealth.
They stay in Connecticut.
Yep.
This is all about helping Connecticut. And Dom from Long Island, thank you for helping folks in Connecticut. We appreciate you.
Dom.
Love that guy.
Dom.
Dom.
Dom. Dom. Dom. Dom.
All right. And what else?
I mean, it's out of control.
I've never seen Ashley so stressed out.
She's holding her head the entire time.
This has to be worse than when she was with the DJ at the 80s event.
Right.
She's like, play songs from the 80s.
The '80s.
Right.
Damn it.
Just furiously scribbling and tech-a-teching on her laptop over there.
Almost demonic, really. Yeah. To be honest with you.
There's a, you know, there's squirrels on belts.
Right.
Lots of squirrels.
There's monkeys juggling.
Right. On typewriters.
In that brain.
Exactly. Yeah. Squirrels with hammers. Yep.
That's right.
The whole nine yards.
Today is the day. We started at 5:30 in the morning. We're going to go until around 6 o'clock. Maybe all night, right? I think we've changed.
You can donate
that.
All night.
All night. WPLR.com, 959thefox.com. And every $100, if you donate $125, you get a $100 gift card for a sports center. So how cool is that?
Very cool. Excellent.
So it's really like just donating $25.
Right. But you're doing it for the right reasons.
That's right.
So. I have a number. I'm going to wait.
Saul.
I did a lot of math over here.
Oh.
Someone donate right now.
I see smoke. Yeah, I see smoke.
Right now. So we're coming into the final stretch of this matching thing, yep. So 6 minutes would be great. By the way, the website was crashing before, but I was able to get on and successfully make a donation.
Yay.
You could see it over there?
Yes.
Okay, great. So if it doesn't go through the first time, try it again.
Her one eye is like half closed right
now. I know.
Now.
I'm twitching.
She's getting forced twitching.
This is more math that I've done in the last 55 minutes than I think I've done in...
Yeah, life.
Yeah, at least 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, today. Wow.
Her brain has popped to the point where she's German now.
I smell burning.
You smell burning?
Yeah. This is good. Value.
Never mind. The number changed.
Very good.
Just add it to whatever you had before.
Yes, thank you.
That's how math
works. That's how addition is.
Trying to help you.
You want
to
do the math over here?
Oh, hell no. We want to get it done right, don't we? There's a reason why I'm in the monkey cage. Your eyes are about popping on your head. Like a deer caught in headlight look.
This is very funny to watch if you're watching on Chaz and AJ TV.
Right. We should film this.
Wow, you're watching someone who normally doesn't do math. Do a lot of math very quickly.
I have no faith in this number being accurate.
I just pictured a troll guy singing out. La, 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 la.
That's all I'm hearing in my head.
La, la, la,
I can't
la,
wait to find out at the end the website does all this math for you.
You're right. You just
it gives,
insert.
No, stop it. It
That'd
gives me
awesome.
The total, but not within this hour. I'm totaling just this hour so the Stefanowskis can match it.
But if you deducted what came before this hour, you just deduct that off the total.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why didn't you wait?
She just...
I don't want to talk about it.
What's that thing over her head right now? I see a
Looks
candle.
Like smoke.
I see a candle.
We now pause as Ashley's brain overloads.
Your headphones are melting.
Oh, no. Okay. I mean, oh, yeah.
Good save.
Wow. Phil, you're left with an incoming missile.
Chaz and AJ News.
How much snow are we supposed to get? Hello?
Hello,
does AJ know?
Hello? 40 inches.
4 to 8?
Yep.
Starts when, ends when?
It starts later on this morning. It ends tomorrow afternoon.
All righty. Jimmy Koplik coming up at 8:20. We're doing Jimmy Koplik's Coats for a Cause all day today on this radio station. You go to the radio station website. You make a donation. Very simple to do. And all donations over $125 will receive a $100 Sports Center gift card. All of the money goes to buy these coats that act as sleeping bags that will protect homeless people. No one should sleep outside in the cold.
No, ever.
No one.
I mean, geez, just think about what the last 2 weeks have been like. Unreal.
We did the press conference yesterday. We were standing outside for literally 10 minutes, and it was unbearable.
We froze.
I could, and it was the middle of the day.
Yeah.
We want to bring on Howard Safan. He is the principal at Harbor Yard Amphitheater. Thank you for putting this together, Howard.
Oh, it's my pleasure. This is the genesis of an idea that the Bridgeport City Council, headed by Jeanette Herron, George Cruz, Denise Taylor-Moyes came to us, and it's just an amazing, amazing cause.
Yeah, Howard's very humble. I mean, they went to him and asked him for a couple of coats. He said, for what? And they explained, and he said, well, why stop at a handful?
Exactly.
Let's go crazy.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be telling all the tales out of school. I'm extremely grateful that the city council, the mayor, Jimmy as well, that they backed us with the amphitheater. And, you know, when we made a presentation and said the amphitheater is going to make a difference, these are the kinds of differences that we can make within the community, the economic impact, the social impact that we can have. And to see all your listeners and sponsors and donors getting behind this, the Stefanowskis, by the way, haha, thank you for catching my $5,000. It's just great. It's just great. It's really, it's touching. You know, you said it best at the press conference yesterday. We're in such a wealthy area that people just, you know, at times lack perspective. There are people out there that need, and the thought that they're going to sit tonight and not have anywhere to go, and that we can make a difference, it's really remarkable.
Now, the Stefanowskis, Howard referred to, pledged to match every donation that came in between 7 and 8. No limit. And we, through the miracle of Ashley's brain doing math,
that explains the myth.
Have a number. And the number is...
the final number that we raised with Howard's money and Bob and Amy's match from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. this morning is $27,640.
Wow. That's going to buy some coats.
I hope so, AJ.
Excellent.
So what's half of 27,000?
13,820.
All right. Wow.
Man.
Wow.
Oh. Oh.
I just heard Bob go, no.
Listen, you could hear a Stefanowski screaming. No, they're very, very good.
His
no.
name is now Bob Stefanowski.
Ow.
That was great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Awesome.
Now, let's talk about some of these companies that you reached out to and came forward big.
Well, it's these are the people that our friends, supporters, example, you know, the owner of Woodmere Electric, Mike, you know, I send them a nice note and say, could you help? And the answer is, of course we can help. We're going to donate $2,500. He picks up the phone and speaks to the Dan over at the union, and they match the $2,500. How amazing is that?
Wow. Very, very amazing.
It's just, I'll tell you another story. I'm constantly screaming at, you know, All American Way, saying this isn't right and that isn't right. And guess what? They step up and donate $5,000. $5,000.
Wow.
I mean, wow. It's I'll just use my last example. The Brad Hiddle, who is the major partner at Two Roads, and he says to me, how many coats? You know, how much is a coat? I said, $125 a coat. He said, well, I can make a difference and put 25 coats on people's backs, so I'm in. Nice. So how awesome is that?
Holy moly.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great, and I'm sure over the course of time you'll go over some more sponsors, but these are just three examples of people stepping up and just doing the right thing because they can.
And while we have you on the phone, before we let you go, Howard, what's the update on the amphitheater? When will you open, and what's the status?
We'll open May 15th. We have 10 college graduations. We're really excited. With the backing of the governor and the head of economic development, David Lehman, we're hoping to have our first concert on June 4th. Everybody asks me, you know, is it going to be safe? And our answer is yes. We are looking to have our concert goers be vaccinated, fully vaccinated. If not, tested within 24 to 48 hours of the concert. And alternatively, we would like to have rapid testing on the site. So we are anxious. We are in the finished stages. As you can see, if you drive by 95, the roof is pretty much complete and just waiting for some warm weather so we can put the tensile fabric on the roof. But the ballpark areas and the back of house, what we affectionately call the barn, are pretty much being finished up right now, just details.
Now, Howard's done so many tours, and he brings you through, and it's such great pride.
Yeah.
Can you, probably just off the top of your head, not actually walking through the building, you could probably give us a virtual tour over the phone here, just a quick, some of the amenities that folks will encounter when they walk into the amphitheater.
So when you walk in, you're going to walk through a 107-foot entrance pavilion that'll have 8 to 12 entrance points, and then you'll have the choice of either walking on the floor, going up to the stadium seats, or going into the lower concourse. Our lower and upper concourse have twinkle lights, so it's reminiscent of the evening sky. We have three VIP lounges, one of which is called the Jimmy's Lounge. Our bathrooms, as you've teased me in the past, are adorned with marble walls, marble trough sinks, and porcelain floors. And by the way, the bathrooms are 3-to-1 women to men, so Perfect. Hopefully women will have a lot less lines than the men. And we have clubs. We have the Corona Beach Club. We have the Bud Seltzer Lounge. We have the Blue Point Lager Club. Not Norms is one of our restaurants. South End out of New Canaan is one of our restaurants. Hoodoo Brown Barbecue is part of us. Donut Crazy. Two Roads has a 400-seat tasting pub on site. So it should be a great time for everybody. We can't wait.
Is there anything like this in the world?
No.
I don't think so.
This sounds
no,
so
we're
unique.
Pretty we're pretty unique. You know, Connecticut's a unique area, and our expectations are great. So this will really be a unique venue for all of us.
I think with this match with Stefanowski's doing $13,000, they should get a seat to one of these shows.
Well, it's not only can they get a seat, they will have a seat in my suite whenever they want.
Oh, wow. Yeah, don't let him sit in front, though. You won't see anything.
Bob's too tall.
If you're behind Bob, yeah. he's too tall.
I'll tell you one better. If anybody donates $1,000, I will give them a personal tour. Anybody throughout the day gives $1,000, I'll give them a personal tour through the amphitheater whenever they'd like.
Wow.
What?
Excellent.
You are something,
That's
man.
A big
Here we
deal.
Go.
That's a big deal.
Well, that just pushed out the opening date to the amphitheater because Howard's going to be just giving tours for right. the rest of his life. All right, very good. If you're just tuning in, Howard Safan is on principal at Harbor Yard Amphitheater. We're collecting money today, all day, on the radio station website to help folks who are out in the freezing cold.
If you don't mind, just one more thing. I want to thank Jeff Washaw, Kristen Okeson, and yourselves for all your hard work here. This is, it's very nice that you like to pass the plaudits on to others, but without your support and without your heartfelt interest here, this wouldn't be as successful as it's shaping up to be.
Thank you, Howard. Thanks for bringing concerts back to this area
in
such a big way.
Huge.
Ashley has an announcement before we let you go.
So Bob and Amy Stefanowski were only supposed to donate $13,820 to match what we raised in that hour. Amy Stefanowski's donation, you know, for both of them just came through at $15,000.
Oh, they rounded up.
Above and beyond.
How generous. I mean, that's incredible. That is just incredible.
That difference is they're paying for that front seat now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And Bob wants to play with the band.
Howard, thanks for everything and appreciate hearing you.
Thank you for you guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. Howard Safan, the principal at the Harbor Yard Amphitheater. Can't wait. He was bringing me backstage there and giving me the tour.
Take it away immediately. I'm like, where'd we go?
It's so amazing. Can't wait.
On the website, there are just artist renderings, and even those are phenomenal.
Well, he went crazy on top of the artist renderings.
Yeah.
So they're in there looking at photos. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Right.
Just do it.
And then there's Jimmy. How about the twinkle lights?
Right.
That was a good decision.
Those are cool.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation concert guy on the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Jimmy!
We are doing Jimmy Coplick's Coats for a Cause. And it's cooking along here. Thanks to the tribe. We thank you for your generous donations.
Thank you.
You could go online at WPLR.com or 959thefox.com. It's very simple. The process actually takes less than 2 or 3 minutes.
Yep.
If you know what you're doing. I didn't, so it took me a little bit longer. But you can donate anything from $10 to whatever you want. And every donation over $125, which is the price for a coat, will receive a $100 SportsCenter gift card. So if you donate $125, it's like donating $25, right? And you're helping a life.
It's all good.
And Jimmy, thanks for doing this.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It was fun freezing our butts off yesterday, huh?
Yes.
Think about that. We were out there for 10, 15 minutes. We were like, let's get this show on the road. We're freezing. Imagine not being able to escape that.
There is no inside.
That's horrible.
And that was 11:30 in the morning. Imagine what it's like at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And the sun was out.
And the sun was out.
Right.
Exactly.
Although I have to tell you, you guys spoke great, and everything you said was right, and it's a great cause. And if you can make your fellow human more comfortable when they don't have a home, what else can be more important than that?
Exactly. Exactly. So, Howard is Howard's going crazy with his checkbook, not only at the amphitheater, but during this whole deal here in the last hour. He wrote a check for $5,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. No, he's putting pressure here.
Yeah.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
I have a list of some folks who have donated money. Howard mentioned some of them. We have Bridgeport Sound Tigers donated $5,000.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Howard mentioned All American Waste at that $5,000 as well. Bob Birchman made two donations, $3,500, and it was one for $1,000, one for $2,500. We mentioned Two Roads. We mentioned the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. We mentioned Woodmere Electric. Spinnaker donated $1,000. Cohen and Wolf donated $1,000. Galt, Newtown Savings Bank, Compass Commercial, University of Bridgeport, Four Stone Capital, Controlled Air, all donated $1,000.
Wow.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Yeah.
Those backstage tour dates just filling up the Howard book.
Seriously. Where's Howard? Another tour. He's got a beard. Oh, my God, stop.
Well, he's charging $5,000 a tour. I think that's just crazy.
I think it's $1,000 now that comes in today. And I don't know how many.
Is that what he's doing? $1,000 and you get a backstage tour?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think I misspoke. I think I said you could put a group together. But what's he going to do? Like 30 people per $1,000? So I think I misspoke on that one.
Right.
Let me check. Hold on. See if we can get him on the phone.
Get a message in bold caps saying, no! What are you doing?
Stop it!
I think everyone's used to me misspeaking.
Oh. That's why I don't speak at all.
Hello?
Hey, Howard, it's Chaz. You're on the air. I just have one quick question for you. That $1,000 per tour, for a tour, is that one person?
No, it could be a group.
How many?
Like, how big a group?
Up to 10.
Okay.
Oh. Each group up to 10?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So now like a school bus.
Thank you very much.
You're
That's
welcome.
Amazing.
Right?
Wow.
There's a convoy of buses here.
Get him off before he changes his mind.
Yeah. Everybody donated $1. There's 1,000 people here.
Howard, you know, gave us a virtual tour on the air of the amphitheater. It's pretty amazing, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, it is amazing. I don't know if you guys took the tour yesterday. I think, Chaz, you took the tour yesterday, right?
Yes.
You saw a little of it yesterday?
It was a brief, right before the press conference, walk through the backstage.
Yes, you guys actually held up the press conference. We were waiting to start it, but you guys were being bigwigs backstage, so we had to wait for you big-time guys till we could get a hold of you and get you back up for the press conference. But that was nice. So I guess we're raising a lot of money, which is great.
The area for the roadies, Jimmy, where they have showers and a lounge, is nicer than probably any of the headliners will see through the country at any other venue.
Seriously.
Yes. Howard's plan is brilliant. He is not only going to make the customer happy, but he's also going to make the client happy, the client being the artist and the roadies. So it's a great backstage and a great venue for the fan. And the, you don't see that too often. Usually, if they're scrimping and saving anywhere, it's backstage because the artist is only going to be there for 3 hours. The fan's going to be there 3 hours, hopefully 4 or 5 times a summer. So you tend to pay more attention towards the front of the stage than the back of the stage. But the irony is the artist cares more about the back of the stage than the front of the stage. So Howard has wisely taken both into account.
Yeah. Howard brought me through this area. He goes, this is where the opening act will be.
Right.
I'm like, this is where the opening act
this
will be?
This is amazing.
They're going to feel like the headliner.
This is happening. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And this is, and I asked Howard about it, and it, this is probably one of the most unique venues in the world, right? I can't picture something else this amazing.
It's a new standard.
From the food experience, from the concert goers to the backstage to...
The Twinkle Lights.
The Twinkle Lights.
I love those Twinkle Lights. I can't wait to see them.
And Guitar Man on the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the food experience is going to be extra special. Most amphitheaters don't like to bring in local vendors because you don't make as much money from local vendors. Because the national vendor who handles the mass food gets a piece of the action. The amphitheater gets a piece of the action. And the local vendor needs to make some money also. So most amphitheaters tend to really limit the number of local vendors. But we are trying to make this a very local venue. So we're making less money to create a better atmosphere.
Wow. That's insane. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Today we're doing Jimmy Complex, Coats for a Cause. Goes on all day on this radio station. You go to the radio station website. You donate some money, anything you could do, from 10 to whatever. And every penny will go to help buy a coat for someone who desperately needs it. On the show right now is Jeanette Herron, City Council Majority Leader and City Council Member for the 133rd District in Bridgeport. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is such an overwhelming event. I don't even know what to say. I'm so elated that people are responding as well as they are. I am very, very happy about that. I'm very grateful.
How did this all start?
Well, a couple of years ago, knowing that, you know, homelessness is a major issue all over the country, I started to look into alternatives from the housing, you know, aspect, the shelters. We always know the shelters are over full. Sometimes people are not able to get in, so they're on the streets. So I started doing some research on other alternatives, and I found this jacket. And I started looking into it more and more, and it was hard to get to this place. And then finding the jacket, knowing that it was run and the employees are actually homeless from shelters, it was just a win for, you know, for myself. And I, with COVID, I think it became more prominent that we needed to do something and we needed to do it now. We reached out. Yeah, we reached out to this organization and they were very, very on board with it. Talked to Howard. You know, I sat with Howard and, you know, gave him the proposal, showed him the jacket, and he was all for it. And that's how we're all here today. Jimmy, you guys, everybody that's involved, it's just spiraled to what it is right now.
No, but can I point out that you're someone in government who hit a wall and went through it?
Yep.
You know?
This is
I want to hear more stories like this.
Yeah, more
someone
like
didn't
you.
Just say, oh,
get in.
Okay, all well, right, we don't have enough beds. What
okay,
you going to do?
Right.
I'll go cut a ribbon somewhere.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, we need to figure this out.
Yeah,
and you figured
down,
it out. And then you said, you know what? I'm going to just go right to people who can get things done. And you call Howard. And the next thing you know, we're getting coats done.
You're good, you.
Love it.
Yeah, 3 weeks later, we're here today on your radio channel and having the generous donors call in. And it honestly, for me, it's overwhelming because, as you said, you hit those walls all the time and you can't seem to break through them. And I'm an elected and I can't break through them. So we've succeeded in this, which is very, very, very nice.
Well, congratulations to you. We need more people like you.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, I have a colleague on the council as well, George Cruz. He is another fighter for the homeless. He's been by my side with this since he's been on council. And I think with the push of both of us, we were able to get a lot of this done. And there's more to come.
It's just
the power twins.
It is. I can't think about what it would be like to not have a place to go and sit and relax and be warm and have food. And you could walk to the
fridge. Feel safe and secure.
Feel safe and secure.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's scary. Scary out there.
Horrible thought.
Yeah.
Horrible thought.
Yeah. I mean, there are many, many here in Bridgeport, and I know through the state, that are actually sleeping on the streets. They're hiding in little crevices, and you see them. And what do? You see them bundled up in all these clothes. You try to get some of them into shelters, but a lot of them will not go into a shelter. And those are the most vulnerable because they won't go into a shelter.
Why won't they go in?
A lot of it is fear. A lot of it is mental illness. There are so many other aspects of homelessness. Not everybody is like that. As I always say, it's a circumstance that happens. But then you have those that will stay on the street because they are not getting the services they need. Because understand, we have shelters. They will provide whatever services on an outreach basis, but there's not like a one-stop shop, the way I call it. These people, we need them to be out there. We need them to be on the ground and try to eventually convince some of the homeless or the less fortunate to get those services they need. And it's not easy. It's not easy. George and I go out there all the time. We do have a team that works through the state. It's called the HOT team. They know the areas that the homeless are living. They're the ones that are the foot on the ground. And that was another group that I wanted involved with this. So they can go out and give these jackets to those people that they know exactly live on the streets, do need these jackets. This is not a jacket just to give away to somebody that needs a jacket. This is to give it to the most vulnerable that live in this condition. Today it's snowing. Now what do these people do? They have to find shelter, and some of them are going to use cardboard for shelter, and it breaks my heart.
And these aren't just jackets. These are these things that fold out into sleeping bags.
They're amazing.
Covers your whole body.
It's supposed to dwell in.
And we were talking to the inventor of this jacket, and it'll keep you warm in 0-degree weather.
Correct, correct. And it'll keep you cool in the summertime.
Oh, wow.
It's very, very well made. I mean, the story of the empowerment plan is phenomenal. And I know you've spoken to Veronica this morning, so it's a good thing. I can't say enough. I really can't say enough. And I'm grateful that the city actually took it on with me and Howard and everybody else.
It is awesome.
Well, we need more people like you. And thank you for doing this and letting us be part of it. Connoisseur Media is very, very proud to be involved. And I have to say, for as heavy as this is, Jeanette was there yesterday and her mask was bright and cherry.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't let everything get us down. Even though these are serious things, we have to. That's my personality. I have to be upbeat at all times. I smile when I'm even sad. So
what was on your mask?
Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Nice.
With kind of a Grateful Dead background on it. You know?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, that's right. It was like Mickey was at a Grateful Dead concert.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. Correct.
No dancing
my
bears,
daughter sent it to me.
It's cool.
You're my people, Jeanette.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I always smile, you know, no matter how upset I am, but I'll smile.
We have a lot of companies that have come forward, Jeanette, in the Bridgeport and surrounding areas who've donated money. We've gone through the list and just added to the list now. Tito's Vodka, $1,000.
Nice.
So thank you to them.
I'll have them in their honor this weekend.
We mentioned these guys earlier. They all donated $500 each. Next Street Driving School, New Power, and Benham Industries. And there's just a
huge amazing. Mess.
Thank you all.
So, I don't know if you heard, Jeanette. Howard donated $5,000.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow. That's amazing. You know, it's amazing. It's overwhelming to know that this took a life of its own. I only asked for 25 jackets. I asked for funding for 25 jackets. That's what I went in there with. And I was like, Howard said, we can probably do more. Let's do this. And this is where we're at. And for all these groups and organizations to be donating, I want to thank each and every one of them.
It really is. And Howard, once he said, we're going to do more, he reaches out to Kristen, who reaches out to Jeff, our CEO, and this company is just built on being a community-driven station and company. And wow, here we go. And look at this, the tribe just coming over the hill, saving the day
the
again.
The cavalry.
Yeah. Jeanette.
You guys all rock.
You rock.
No, you do.
Chair Mickey Mouse Mass. Jeanette Herron, City Council Majority Leader and City Council Member for the 133rd District. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Always
and guys, have a great day.
You too. So
I'm having a great day.
Yep.
This is a great day, no matter how bad AJ tries to screw it up.
No, you have a great
no,
day.
No, you have a great day.
No, I'm going to have a great day, despite what you just said.
Set another 25 cents.
Yes.
I marked it already.
Fact checkers keeping track.
I wasn't even asking.
And the Stephen asked to double it.
How are we doing on the donations there?
We've got over $35,000. Right. It's incredible.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
One more.
Keep in mind, Howard Safan, the principal of the Harbor Yard Amphitheater in Bridgeport, said for every $1,000 donation today, he will give a personal tour of up to 10 people
full-time job.
The amphitheater.
Wow.
It's going to be
a full-time job. It's behind the scenes. It's the boxes. You get to go in these places that, look, we're not going to be
invited.
Once that opens, you're not getting in.
I have the 130 Howard.
That's right.